Well, good morning, TMC family. It is wonderful to greet you on this Give Thanks in All Circumstances Tuesday morning. Please join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, God, we love you and we adore you. You placed the world on its foundation. You made the moon to mark the seasons and the sun knows when to set. We will sing to you, Lord, as long as we live. We give thanks to you, Lord, and proclaim your greatness. We will tell everyone about your wonderful deeds, how you redeemed us from the pit. We thank you for giving us our founders of this call, Dr. Super Fantastic P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. We thank you for giving us Artists International, the Diaz de Leon family, and our artist family. We thank you for giving us our TMC family, every speaker and listener. We thank you that we are all covered by the precious blood of Jesus. Holy Spirit, let your word go forth today to perform it and multiply it in Jesus' mighty name. We pray, amen. Well, TMC family, again, I'm Rebecca Thomas, and it has been an honor and a Jesus joy privilege to greet you and praise the Lord with you this morning. Heavenly Hostess, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, dear Rebecca?
Yes, ma'am. The floor is yours.
Well, praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you for being such a delightful hostess. And good morning to each one of you. My name is Minister Robin, and I'm here in New Jersey. And we are going to give thanks in every single circumstance because we know God is in charge. We welcome you to the Master's Call. It is an awesome call. It's a wonderful call, and it was founded by two wonderful women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we are still celebrating. We have hit 5 years, and we're going to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, founders, and thank you, TMC family, for being on the call. We stand on Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you," because that's what we do. We pray, we go before the Lord, and we know that he hears us, and we know that he answers us, and that's how this call was founded. That's what we stand on. And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We have a website for you. If you would like to find out more about us, what we are doing, send us information, get our address, our phone numbers. You can find all of that on www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. Our email address, if you have a praise report, a prayer request, because we will pray for you, you can send it all to info@themasterscall.net. That is info@themasterscall.net. And if you would like to join our team, whether you would like to be a hostess, you heard our dear Rebecca, you could also be a greeter, you can be an intercessor, you can bring a word forward. Our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or one of our founders, our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, they will definitely get back to you. Our theme is that through us, miracles, signs, and wonders, they do happen. So again, feel free to go to our website and find out more about us. Well, we have the new morning motivational call, and it's immediately following this call. And it was founded by Platinum President Dorothy Cook. She has passed the mantle on to some wonderful leaders. And God is continuing to do great and awesome things in Artists International. And they have celebrated 25 years also. So we say thank you, Lord, for Artists International. And the call, the new morning motivational call, immediately following this one, the number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. We also have our millionaire call Monday through Saturday at noon Central Standard Time and also 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we have it again Monday through Sunday. And that, too, that number is 530-881-1300. It's the same number as the new MMC call, and the PIN is 539-598-TOWN. Well, I want to tell you about this awesome woman of God. She is our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell. She's a wonderful woman of God. She's an anointed woman of God. She's a spirit-filled woman of God. She is a proud wife. She is a mother. She is an artist entrepreneur. She lives and resides on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and I love when she says that. It's nice and warm where she is, and I always tease her because I want the warmth, and she would like the cool breeze. She loves to share with people about what God is doing in her life. She's a proud mom of 5 children. Katrina, Freddie, Charity, Perry, and Trent. And she is also a proud grandma. And throughout her years, God has truly blessed her. He has laid his hand on her. She has led people to the Lord. The power of God is moving miraculously in every aspect of her life, in deliverance and healing. And she, too, is a healed, whole, restored woman of God. So without any further delay, I am going to call forward my sister in the Lord, our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister. I'm sorry. I will
say
Rebecca and here. I tell you, I'm so excited. But thank you. I tell you, you're such a blessing. And, you know, God is so good because I'm going before the Lord, and I said, Lord, you know, you definitely have to anoint this head of mine. You have to anoint me because when God is doing something, it's like you want to bring forth God's word in such a profound way where people will hear because God has instilled it in you. And I want to say good morning to all of you, and I tell you, the people of God that's on TMC is such a blessing. And I love you all. I love you so much. Thank you, Minister Robin. Thank you, Minister Rebecca, for being such a blessing to the masses. And I want to say good morning to all of you TMC family. I love you all, and I thank God for each and every one of you. A special greetings to my very own co-founders, I tell you, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. They're such a two powerful anointed women of God that I truly respect, and I thank God for them. I thank God for them saying yes, hearing what the Spirit had to say. And that's what I'm going to be speaking on this morning, that we have to hear what the Spirit has to say. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit has to say. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. Oh, God, we honor you. And, Lord, you know our hearts, you know our minds, because we're all here to hear from you. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, that it is no longer Brenda, but it's Christ that dwells in me, that will deliver this message, and your people will hear. We will hear. We all will receive. And we will all not be hearers, but doers of your word. And I love you so much, God, for you allowing us to trust in you with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. So I thank you, Father, in advance for what you have done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do in each and every one of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, again, good morning to you, TMC family. And I tell you, I give God glory, honor, and praise for the opportunity to share with you. And again, I'm talking about whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit has to say. You know, we could go back in the beginning of Genesis, and we can remember when God spoke to Adam, and he specifically told him not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Yet he didn't listen, which in turn disconnected all of us from our relationship with God. Instead, he followed the voice of the serpent, which was the devil. But God had a plan. Now, one thing we got to come to the realization, if there's ever a time to hear from the Lord, it's right now. And I think we all can agree with that, because throughout the ages, throughout the times of the Bible, when different situations, we could see where men did hear from God, and then where men didn't listen. Excuse me. They listened to the enemy. But yet they had the opportunity to offer sacrifices for their repentance. And they had the opportunity to restore the relationship with God. God always, always had the desire for you and I to have that close relationship with him. He always had that desire because he made everything in the earth. He made the moon, the stars, the heaven. We see it all in Genesis. He made everything. But when it came to man, he definitely wanted that close relationship with man. And that's you and I. So if there's ever time to hear from the Lord, it's right now. Now, you could go back and listen, see where Jesus had told the Pharisees, and I'm going to just briefly go over it with you so I could briefly remind you what he told them. He said, I tell you the truth. Anyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and a robber. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. And then the gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice. Jesus was telling this parable, and the Pharisees didn't understand. Of course they didn't understand. They didn't get it because they were so engrossed in their man-made religious system, their man-made laws. They so busy saying what you can't do, what you can do, and what have you. You breaking this law, you breaking that law. They was all engrossed in that. They were in their own parameter of self-righteousness, if I must say. And so they didn't understand this when Jesus was bringing out this parable. They didn't even recognize him as being the Savior of the world, because if their spiritual ears were on, if they had not been blocked, they would have remembered Isaiah 40. When Isaiah 40, and in verse 11, when he said, he will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lambs in his arms, holding them close to his heart. He will gently lead the mother sheep with their young. They would have remembered, oh, yeah, I remember reading that in Isaiah. But they were so engrossed. And sometimes, people, we can get into that situation, whether we know it or not. We can go into the cans and the cans, what you can do, what you can't do. You're not doing this right. You're not doing that right. We can get so engrossed in that until we miss what God is speaking. So, have you realized that out of the five senses God gave us, he uses one to communicate with us? Remember Genesis 3 and 8, Adam and his wife heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden. And God did call him and ask him, where are you? They heard him. They heard his voice walking in the garden. Heard his voice walking in the garden. So that means our ears, our spiritual ears, are keen. They're the sharpest tool. And whether, and if I can, if you allow me to say this, our spiritual ears are so close to our spiritual hearts. Yes, yes. Because when God speaks, our heart responds. So then, what does the word say in Romans 10:17? It says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, we got to this realization. So what is it you think God wants us to hear in this day and in this hour? Well, number one, I must say the first principle of faith is to hear God. Because he says, how can we hear unless we hear the word? And then how can we hear the word unless the preacher preaches it? I mean, we got to hear what God is saying. And then I can go a little bit further because I've been told a lot of times when you read your word, it's good to read it out loud so your ears can hear what you're saying. Have you ever thought about that? Reading that word out loud. When we speak God's word, we are hearing what we're speaking. So our hearts are responding to what the word is saying. Now, God's word is still powerful. I don't care what anybody says. It's powerful. A lot of times you can read it, don't never have to say a mumbling word, but guess what? That spiritual ear is still receiving what the word is saying. Many times we can minister to people. We can send a word to somebody. You know, when somebody says, pray for me, you send them a word from on high. You send them a word. Say, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's God's word. It's gone forth. It's not returning void. It's going forth and doing what God sent it to do. So let's go to number two. Faith is God's hearing center that empowers us to hear God effectively. Can I say it again? Faith is God's hearing center that empowers us to hear God effectively. We come into the reality that when we are hearing and we're standing on God's word, and as we're speaking God's word, we're proclaiming God's word day in and day out, then it empowers us. See, I can sit here and say that by his stripes I am healed. I can keep saying that to my spirit man, and my spirit man gets it. It gives me that empowerment to stand on what he says. You know what? By God's stripes, I am healed. By the blood of Jesus, I am healed. And I stand on that because it has become effective in my spirit man. It's standing tall. Regardless of what the doctor says, regardless of what the nurse says, regardless of what anybody else says, I'm standing on what God says. By his stripes, I am healed. And when we get that empowerment to realize we can counteract anything the enemy comes against us with, we can realize that we are empowered because we hear God's word effectively. Now, third, I want to say when we hear the Holy Spirit speak, we're actually seeking knowledge. That's according to Proverbs 18:15. When we hear the Holy Spirit speak, we're actually seeking knowledge. So when we're accepting what the Spirit is telling us, we're seeking God. He says, those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. He also says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon his name. When we do all these things, we're doing this and we're hearing according to the word of God. We're hearing his word. We're saturating ourselves in his word. We're meditating on his word day and night. Then he said we'll be like trees planted by the rivers of water. We're becoming more knowledgeable of what God is saying in his word. Now, if the Pharisees had done this, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. They would have known exactly who he was when he stepped on this earth. So let's go to the last one. What do we think God wants us to hear in this day and hour? For one, in this day and this hour, we need to delete, destroy, and discard the outside noise. Can I say that again? We need to delete, destroy, and discard the outside noise. Noise. noise that we hear on TV, the news media, the social media. Don't allow it to take effect. This is so important because with the media and the social media and the high technology that's blasting all kind of stuff in the atmosphere, we got to be careful of what our ears are receiving. Yes, we can hear it, but we don't have to receive it. The news and the negative talk, the cliches and the old wives' tales, you know, such as the one that says, God help those that help themselves. Whoever came up with that? It is totally against God's word. He says, he who gives to the poor will not lack. And then you got good things don't last forever. Well, God says every good and every perfect gift comes from God. And the gift of God is eternal life. And then we have this cliche that says, seeing is believing. According to Mark 11:23-24, he says, truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go, throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they will say will happen, and then it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it. And it will be yours. That's according to what the word tells me. So with all these cliches and all these old wives' fables and tales that come about and whatever, we stand on it and listen to it and what have you, we got the authority to turn that thing around. He said, you don't have to receive that. Turn it around. And there are times people, we can be in the midst of people, and I've been bad with it. Y'all have to excuse me, but it's the truth. When I hear anybody, they don't have to know me, and I don't have to know them. And I hear them saying, telling a child they're bad. I say, don't say that. Don't speak that over that child. That child is not bad. They may be mischievous, but they're not bad, okay? We have to turn things around. God has empowered us to turn things around. When we hear these things, turn it around. Say, oh, no, this is what the word says about it. Now, not only is he our shepherd, the Jehovah Roi, we have to come to realize the Pharisees should have known that he is the Almighty God because he said it in Genesis 17:1, and then he confirmed it in Revelation 1:7-8. We would know that he is the one redeemer. He said it in Isaiah 41:14, and he confirmed it in Luke 1:68. He also told us that he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He said it in Deuteronomy 10:17. He confirmed it in Revelation 19:16. He also said that he is the first and the last. He said it in Isaiah 44:6, and he confirmed it in Revelation 22:13. He is God. There is none else beside him. He is Jehovah Rophi, the Lord who heals, our healer. He is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. He is Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. See, when he spoke to the seven churches, he told them individually as their strengths and their shortcomings. And then he added, whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. We are the church, our people. We are the church of the living God. And he is speaking to us collectively as well as individually. He is speaking to us to say, call those things that be not as though they are. He is speaking to us to say, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. He is speaking to the church of the living God, and that's you and I. You see, God is speaking to us today, and we must not allow the outside noise block our spiritual ears. Sometimes we can drive the car without listening to the radio. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Or sometimes we can go out throughout the day without having the TV blasting throughout the entire day. Yes, we can do that. We can do that. Why? Because we're allowing God to speak to us. I got to rush on. See, I tell you the truth. It's what John 5:24-25 says. I tell you the truth. Those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins. sins, for they have already passed from death into life. And I assure you that the time is coming, indeed, it's here now, when the dead will hear my voice, the voice of the Son of God, and those who listen will live. Now, how often do we encourage someone who may seem distracted by the trials of life? How often do we tell them, God is faithful, God is on your side, God loves you in spite of how you feel. He's there for you. See, God is expecting us to change the things around in this world, on this earth. That's why he put us here. He had the plan all along. So when someone asks for prayer, do we immediately take their concerns before the Lord right then? Oh, I'm going to pray for you. Look, I've been guilty of it, okay? I'm going to pray for you. And then turn around, life get in the way, and you forget what you promised. So you know what? Now at 60 years old, yes, I need to do it right then and there. I have to say, oh, let me stop right here, because they need prayer, and I'm praying right now. It's time to go into the atmosphere right then and say, well, I'm praying for you in the name of Jesus. It doesn't have to be a long prayer, because you know who you are. You know who you belong to. And are we acting on our feelings or God's directions? Whoa, that's another lesson all by itself. But you know what? The thing about it is that God says, I assure you that the time is coming. Indeed, it's here now. When the dead will hear my voice, the voice of the Son of God, and those who listen will live. Jesus has reconnected our relationship with the Father. Therefore, it is imperative that we, the body of Christ, hear what he's saying. May God bless you and continue to strengthen you each and every day. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Woo, glory to God. Oh, my gosh, powerful, powerful, powerful. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda. I will be calling you back after we go before the Lord in prayer and the announcement. Father, thank you so much for that word. Thank you for your word of correction. Thank you for your word of encouragement. And thank you, Lord God, for your word that is just filled with strength. Father God, thank you for the speaker, Minister Brenda Terrell, Father, and continue filling her up, Father, to overflowing with all of you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, I want to lift up those individuals whose loved ones have transitioned home to you, Father. You are Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace, and you are with them. And we thank you, Father God, because as we continue to pray for them, we know that you are healing them. We know that you are comforting them. We know that you are restoring them, and we know that they too will have days of joy, because weeping is only for one night, one season, Father. So we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. And as Minister Brenda said, we are going to delete and destroy the outside noises. Whatever they are, Father God, show us how to do that. Bring it back to our remembrance. Lord, let us put you first. Put your people first, Father God. Be a doer of your word and not just a hearer, only as she said. We lift up the founders of this call and the founders of Artists International to you, Father. Thank you for your leaders. Thank you, Father, for the things that you're doing in their lives and in their family members' lives. And I lift up our TMC family to you. They are blessed, Lord. Thank you for this unity. Thank you for this family that you have brought together. And, Lord, we will honor you. We extol your greatness because you are God all by yourself. And we're going to thank you in every situation, every circumstance, as our dear Rebecca has said. So we praise you, we honor you, and we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Family members, you have to listen to this message again. And if you want to hear it immediately after we hang up, the playback number is 712-432-1085. The PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Otherwise, feel free to go to the website and download it to any of your social media equipment. And our website, again, is themasterscall.net. We're celebrating. Artists are celebrating. We have a new MMC call, the new Morning Motivational Call. That number is 530-881-1300. PIN code 539-598-POUND. That's the same number for our millionaire call, which is Monday through Saturday, 12 noon Central Standard Time and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, Monday through Sunday. Minister Brenda, I'm sorry, dear Minister Rebecca, thank you for being such a wonderful greeter. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for that powerful word of God. TMC family, be blessed. Minister Brenda, please come forward and close us out for the day.
Okay, thank you, Minister Robin. Whoever has the ears, let them hear what the Spirit has to say. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.